Welcome to the Free Your Jaw podcast, a show dedicated to all things jaw pain, and where your host Helen Baker interviews experts and talks to jaw pain sufferers about anything related to the causes, symptoms, and treatment options for overcoming jaw pain. My name is Helen Baker. I'm an integrated body therapist, and I've been successfully treating clients with TMJ dysfunction for over 10 years using TMJ massage therapies, a whole body approach to TMJ dysfunction. 13 years ago, I dislocated my jaw eating a bread roll. At the time, I was living in Australia, working in marketing. I was very stressed with a long commute and I did a lot of traveling. My jaw was excruciatingly painful. I know what jaw pain is. I felt it. Here I am, 13 years later, and I'm forever grateful to say that remedial massage, TMJ myofascial release, and alternative holistic therapies fix me. The jaw is a truly fascinating part of the body, both physically and emotionally. Ever since that day I dislocated my jaw, I've been on a mission to raise awareness about jaw pain and the power of body therapy. According to the World Health Organization, one in four of the UK population suffer with TMJ dysfunction. I personally believe that this number is much higher. I am truly passionate in raising awareness and helping fellow jaw pain sufferers. This Free Your Jaw podcast will give people who have TMJ dysfunction the opportunity to hear stories from other jaw pain sufferers, as well as to hear from experts regarding all things jaw pain. For more information about the Free Your Jaw podcast and TMJ massage therapies, please head to www.tmjmassagetherapies.com. Subscribe now, and I look forward to sharing and talking all things jaw pain with you. Today, I'm delighted to welcome Shauna Sharples, an esthetician and amazing massage therapist based in North Sydney. And today we will discuss all things Level 1 TMJ Massage Therapy's online CPD course, as well as discussing how Shauna has brought in these techniques that she's learnt in the course and how she's adapted them and brought them to life in her clinic over in Australia. Unfortunately, the sound isn't as amazing as I would hope it to be for these podcasts, but I couldn't not share this with you, and I hope that you'll understand if you do encounter any sound issues. Welcome, Shauna. Thank you so much for joining me. And it's always amazing to connect with like-minded practitioners. So Shauna did the Level 1 TMJ Massage Therapies online course in November. I'm just so excited to have you here. And let's start by, if you can introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Shauna. So I'm a facialist, but also a massage therapist. So I go back about 20 years. I got both diplomas kind of synergistically together, you know, in my late 20s. And now I'm in my mid 50s and I've opened up a new practice almost 2 years ago now. And it was very nerve-wracking because it was just at the end of COVID and I was signing my lease, but I had a vision that people really needed touch therapy. And I had this vision to just master all sorts of facial massage, ancient practices to the buccal to intraoral. And then my business has just very quickly morphed into streamlining into intraoral TMJ release, which sort of spurred a whole new mindset. It's not the business that I had envisioned at first, but just listening to my clients' needs and their feedback from the sessions quickly morphed me into TMJ. Enter my wonderful first TMJ instructor.
Amazing. So how did you find the Level 1 course? How did you hear about it?
Well, again, just, you know, listening to my clients and doing the work that I was already doing intraorally, the feedback was just not what I expected, if I could say that. Like, I was into it to do manual facelifting and sculpting, you know, which is just a side effect. But the feedback I kept getting with my regulars was, you know, how did you feel after your last treatment? And they would tell me, oh, I suffer tinnitus, but it's like it went away. And I've gone, wait, what? that wasn't really what we set in to treat. But then I thought, okay, this is the real deal. So where can I get more intricate intraoral training? Like, what am I doing in your mouth? Why am I in there? What muscles? So that I'm Googling everything. I'm looking at myofascial release studies. But then I'm uniquely looking at also TNJ, because that is the number one concern of all of my clients. It's like everyone has said jaw. So I'm Googling. And I've taken so many courses live, online. And I came across you on probably Google, on searching. And I read your reviews, and that's really what got me. And then I saw your beautiful photo, and I was like, she's just personable. But I loved what the review said. And I liked that it catered to everyone. Like, yes, I'm a facialist and a massage therapist, but I am predominantly doing facial work. But I have morphed into the body, back into the body. Ignited all of those studies because it's all connected. And I've gone ding, 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 ding.
And so now you're using that whole body approach to release the jaw through the face, which is incredible.
Just look 10 years younger. And that is literally a side effect, but it's a wonderful side effect.
Yeah. But it's also that they feel better. So they look better. So that's great. But it's the how you feel. And if you're feeling softer, relaxed, more youthful, then that's incredible.
And really what I was hearing was, wow, I haven't not had tinnitus in years. And I have found respite for 4 weeks. What did you do to me? And I've gone, well, like a multiplex situation.
Yeah, it works. And that's amazing. So it's just so exciting because you're a facialist, but yet you're working with the TMJ now. Whenever I got a facial and I have some amazing therapists nearby here who have to give amazing facials, and I feel so good, but I'm always at the end going, please just release my jaw, because it's like the cherry on the top of a facial, right?
Or at the end of a massage.
Yeah.
Like I do offer relaxation massage. The gift of what you give people, Helen, is you give a plan. So to a therapist, you know, you give an actual schematic of how to approach it. Like what muscles first and why? What trigger points? Why? Most of us are thinking therapists, and the assessment skills are something that I'm constantly, you know, I'm studying a full myofascial professional diploma, so I'm learning that. But what you give people is the gift of, well, here's how you start. And you actually can't fail. Well, yes. And truthfully, I hadn't had a teacher until you to work inside, you know, in the facial world, we call it the buccal facial, but it's really interesting because you're in there, but you know, why am I in here? What am I feeling for? What muscles, the why? No. And I am constantly chasing the why. And you gave me the why on the pterygoids, and what are they, and where are they attached to? And
what do they hold on to as well? There's that emotional element of the pterygoids. But
wow. Yes. And so your whole body approach just really allows that somatic release, that physical release to the clients. And I don't think they expect it either, which is another beautiful thing.
Great. And so were you able to attend the live sessions, or were you on catch up?
No, I got up at 5 a.m. every week because I didn't, you know, what I loved is in your class, you know, I loved, you had holistic dentists. Like when showing up live really gave me a chance to ask those questions to other people within the class. And I love that you draw, especially into the holistic dentistry market. You know, there was so much knowledge that you gathered, that you facilitated in that room during those live Zoom calls from all over the world.
Gaining, having all this different knowledge and expertise within the cohorts, and actually we can all learn so much together and to release jaw pain. And that's definitely one of my dreams, is to bring these like-minded practitioners together to learn more. And that's great that you felt that was definitely happening in the course.
Look, I was so humbled. I mean, when do I get to be in a room, you know, with a dentist that is really, really good, you know, at what they do. Yeah, you're just so humbled at the same time. No one, you know, I have a different set of expertise, but it's it all works together.
And that's what, again, it's brilliant that you brought your expertise into the group, and the dentists and the facialists, estheticians, massage therapists, physiotherapists, chiropractors, you know, everyone has their different backgrounds and different ideas, but ultimately we're all there for one reason, and that is to learn about releasing jaw pain. And that definitely comes through, and that's amazing that you benefited and enjoyed that part of the course. So
look, I did. I really did. And especially when it came around to the case studies.
Yes.
You know, which
let's talk about your case study, because I and some future cases. Have you carried on treating your case study clients, or
100%? Yes, and you know, I work in a really small community, so you know, my clients, I get that feedback, and you know, the second thing I wanted to mention was it's just so beautiful because you give people a plan, you give a schematic to start, so it's not like you have to have all of this experience. You give people a nice protocol, you know, with that foundation to actually get relief for clients. So the rebookings just flow in, which has been really exciting. And yeah, which brings me to my case studies, which just morph and flow into, you know, it starts out to be one thing and then it just goes right down the line, because it's more than just jaw pain. Like it's helping. In my case, I have a client who wears hearing aids, and I found this to be just so reaffirming. You know, we did the protocols.
Yeah.
And he came out of the treatment room. He came to check out. He left. He came back. He had forgotten his hearing aids because he could hear again.
Wow.
That is, he told me. So he'd go back in, collect his hearing aids. And I just thought, I mean, it's more than just jaw pain release. It's freedom in that auricular cavity. And that just blew my mind, Helen. I just thought, okay, well, something's happening here.
Yeah, and so have you continued to treat him? Has he come back?
Yes, absolutely. So now we're really on to deeper jaw release and tinnitus. So he also suffers with tinnitus. So he said, after the third session, he said, yes, 100%. I haven't had tinnitus relief in probably years.
Wow.
And I suffer tinnitus. I'm sure you have too in your past. It's really beautiful.
Yeah. It just to have that feedback from a client, you know, you've 100% changed his life, and that is so rewarding, isn't it? As a therapist, as a practitioner, as a human being, actually, you know, just to be able to have a tool that you can use to help change someone's life for the better is incredible. I think it's important with the course that I do, I give these tools and these ideas, but ultimately it's a toolbox that I provide, and you guys, the practitioners, are using your skills and your expertise blended in with that toolbox to create these amazing results. So
it feels like you've given us this beautiful diving board. You give us a solid like platform to just bounce off of.
Amazing.
Right, and swim around, because what you gave me was the confidence, not, you know, not to be scared, to just get in there and palpate what I need to, and to trust. Like, you know what I love most probably about your course, other than you and your knowledge and your expertise, I loved all the fascial support that you provided. And you just came at the right time for me, where I was already going down the myofascial pathway, and you in all of the, you know, all the studies and the readings that you provide, I just loved it. You introduced me to wonderful new other people, other fascial experts, and knowledge that
We can delve deeper.
Oh, 100%. And like, and I love the course in the sense that you were like, look, you don't have to go down this to get your certification, but here it is if you want to.
Yeah.
And I was all over that.
And that we're always learning, aren't we? We're always learning new ideas, new theories, new ways, and always be learning. And so it's just a really great that you were inspired to learn even more, which is amazing.
Well, and what you provided demonstrated your passion for the topic, because it is fascia, and this is exciting. It's exciting science. It's newer. We're learning more every year. And I just loved, you know, that you had that foundation of resources to provide your students.
Let's talk about week four. So that was week three, the case study. Week four, the self-care stuff. Do you use that to teach your clients, or how have you incorporated that?
Oh my goodness, I totally do. I bought and sell your TMJ balls.
Yeah, great.
I'm going to say this. Like, yes, we use them for the face, but I also kind of sell them to roll out the plantar fascia on the feet too. But I tell people, footballs, face balls, separate things.
Yeah.
Roll out that plantar fascia off the chain, and those balls are just the perfect size.
Cork is a bit spongy, so it's like not too hard, but it's spongy that it gives a little bit, so it gets really into the fascia.
It's a great physio ball for everywhere, Helen. It's a wonderful thing you've made, and I'm sort of into sustainable products. I love that it's made out of cork. I love that it comes in a little bag. I just sold one to my last client this evening. She said, Shauna, like, really, what can I do? How can I help myself? And I was like, enter TMJ ball.
Yeah,
multifaceted. I have two. We're going to start on the wrist, bring it up, use it on the temporalis, the masseter, roll it around. Wonderful. And then the stretches. Oh, your aftercare stretches, the tongue to the roof of the mouth and back, and opening is one that I just give to everybody. And it just doesn't matter if they're there for a facial. You know, most of my clients are, you know, they're really wanting to, you know, contour and lift. And these stretches that you provide, the aftercare, it's not only, I mean, in my world, it works for TMJ and tinnitus, but it also helps relax the lower face and, you know, the latissimus joints. So, I mean, they're really
multi-usable.
Jaws age you faster. That's a fact. And I am about pro age. I'm in my mid-50s. I'm looking for any and all tools.
Whatever you're using is working 100%, Shauna. So please keep sharing all these tips. It's amazing. You look absolutely radiant and, gosh, inspirational.
Yeah, so I had another client. I have a lot of clients with bursitis and hip. And we know, and you, of course, really emphasize hips and jaws are connected.
Uh-huh.
So I love that, you know, your gluteus rocking, releasing, and just being able to sink into those muscles. And it just, the bursitis relief. So because I do, and I'm qualified to do, you know, full body massage, my clients just present with body aches. And it's obviously connected, but so they're getting pain relief in their bodies along with their jaws. So I had a client, I think the second or third session, she was off pain meds for her bursitis. And I think she had tried different types of massage, deeper types of massage or stretching, you know, the Thai, and none of that suited her. Right, she really felt like it was too long for her to recover. She was maybe more inflamed. And I just find that this approach, which is more gentle or rocky, or releasing the fascia, melting the fascia, I love your terminology, melting that butter, getting it nice and buttery, it's really what people are after. It allows them time to open up and their fascia to release. Instead of going in and hardening and protecting itself again. It's interesting. And that was the other thing. I love the more nurturing approach that you provide in the sense that, you know, most of the clients that are drawn to my practice, they've been down the fourth massage route, they've been down the forceful, and it's like intuitively they know that the fascia pushes back if you force your way in. You can't force your way in. So they're looking for a more gentle approach, but they want it to still be effective. Right? So what you provide in the foundation of your approach and which muscles in that order, again, it provides that firm foundation for practitioners to just get the results, but, you know, in that more gentle way, which is very much what I'm drawn to, because it's easy on my body as a therapist as well.
Yeah, which again is really important for the longevity of our businesses, right? You don't want to be hurting your bodies or your fingers because we're here for a long, long, long life. So I think the techniques that I certainly have developed over time are now softer, and the ones that I teach are sustainable for us.
Yes, targeted. And that is really what I have so appreciated. Is, you know, what that routine that you've provided, and it's just given me an opportunity to round it out now. And now that I'm just so comfortable in it, yes. I'm just really learning to trust my fingers, watch the client, watch their breathing, get involved with them, feel my way through, just like all the fascial education that you provided. It really is invaluable. This is the work, right? You're so present with your client. You're really present through all of their breaths, their exhales, their inhales, yours as well.
Yeah.
It's going in the mouth. It's so personal.
It's such a vulnerable area, but it's so life-changing to have it released. And I know it's certainly fixed me. And has changed my life, and I know it's changed many others. And now what I love is that I'm able to share that with people around the world who are now also changing lives, which is, yeah, my dream. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time today, but also for sharing that and, for being on the journey. So I'm developing a level two, and what I'm doing is working with experts in different industries to come up with different approaches, I guess, and just to go deeper into some of the stuff that we've covered in level one. Thank you so much for your time, Shauna. It's been absolutely a pleasure to chat. Great to share your stories and to your experiences with the course. And I will certainly keep in touch with you in regards to level two.
I can't wait for level two.
For more information about all things jaw pain and TMJ massage therapies, please head to www.tmjmassagetherapies.com.
For more information about all things jaw pain and TMJ massage therapies, please head to www.tmjmassagetherapies.com.